100.9 The Cat, number one for New Country. Kevin Richards here hosting the 20th annual Ronald McDonald House Charities of the Capital Region Radiothon. I'm here with Joshua Moses. Josh, how did your family end up at the house and use the services of the Ronald McDonald House?
So my daughter, Jasmine, she was diagnosed with neuroblastoma cancer. So back and forth between the hospital and our home was we couldn't afford it and we couldn't do it. So we was told about the Ronald McDonald House and we gave it a shot and we never looked back, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right. So when you learned of her diagnosis, you got the news of what was going to happen and what you needed to do to fix it, to save your daughter's life. What's the first thing that went through your mind?
Anger, misunderstanding, confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it was all a blur. Me and her mother, we didn't know what to think.
Mm-hmm.
Just that we had to move forward, I guess, with whatever we had to do.
Your world flips upside down, and then you realize there's a place like Ronald McDonald House. Now, when you learned of this place, I'm sure that took a load off. I'm sure that, took a little bit of the stress away.
It took a lot of the stress away. Our daughter, Jasmine, loved the Ronald McDonald House. It's like a second home for us. Mm-hmm. We've become so close with the people there, the staff, manager, like everybody that walks through that door is like family. And we've grown so attached to that. We've grown so attached to that place, and we wish we could thank them, so much more for what they've done for us.
But by you just calling in and telling your story is a great way to thank them and give back. And with that said, if there weren't a Ronald McDonald House, what would have happened if there was no Ronald McDonald House in your life at this time?
If there was no Ronald McDonald, if there was no Ronald McDonald, I don't even want to think about how things might have turned out differently, because it would. Yeah, we'd be so much more in debt. We, place to stay for all of us, because we couldn't afford it, and we would just be in such a bad spot. I wouldn't even want to think about it.
And of course, the house also gave you the chance to be with your daughter during these times, and she needed her family with her while being treated.
The Ronald McDonald House gave us a chance to actually spend ample time with her through treatments, through hospital visit stays, and gave us time to let her be a kid, to let her be herself, even through the midst of everything we had to do.
And that's so important, too, just trying to keep life as normal as possible for a child during these times. Joshua, why do you think someone should pick up the phone and call? We've heard your story, but obviously there's a lot of people listening that have never gone to the house, maybe don't even know what it is. Why should they pick up the phone and call right now?
I think they should definitely pick up the phone and call right now, because the Ronald McDonald House does so much for everybody. People that aren't even going through anything right now, they are just such helpful people. They're always willing to do whatever they can for somebody else who is in need, or who they just feels like can just, use a little helping hand. We've watched them help so many people, including ourselves, and it will almost be a sin not to call and help.
Joshua, thank you so much for sharing your story. Best of luck to your daughter and your family, and just thanks for being with us as we can, keep the lights on at the Ronald McDonald House. That's why we're here, just to keep it going for families like you.
Thank you. Yes, they got to keep it going. We have to.